Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this is the Sunny's show because we got Eldon Scott here in the studio. Good morning, Eldon. Sunny's Barbecue. It's all about the barbecue, right?
Good morning, Meg. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
If you don't know, Eldon is the chief kindness officer at Sunny's Barbecue, which I, by the way, I think is the coolest job ever.
Coolest job ever. I 100% agree. Who knew you could grow up to be a professional nice guy?
I know.
And get to do barbecue too.
Right? That's like a win-win-win-win-win-win.
And then everybody else gets to win-win-win-win-win too.
With you, exactly. Like, I benefit from it. I got to have the peach egg rolls recently.
Oh, man.
Man, are those good.
They're still on the menu.
I know.
Of course, we got our spring menu going through the end of May, so we're excited about it. All the peach things. So we got that peach barbecue sauce. If you've not had the opportunity to try it, definitely come in and visit us at one of our four local locations here.
And where are those?
Yeah, I guess we'll jump right into that. we do have four locations that are here for the News Radio listeners. We'll start with our Pace location, which is on Highway 90. They're in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Our 9th Avenue location, which is right by the airport. I flew in yesterday from Kansas City, helped my daughter move this week to Maryland. So they're up there, husband stationed up there for a few months. So she
just got married.
They just got married. Well, I'd say he went to boot camp. It was back in December. But got done with boot camp and got stationed there. So she's up there with him for the next few months until he gets his next orders. So we moved him. And then I got to fly back yesterday from Kansas City.
Oh, my.
Which is a big barbecue town also. They have it's the home of the American Royal. It's just, you know, Kansas City barbecue is its own style of barbecue. And so had a little barbecue there in the airport and, so enjoyed it and got to talk with them. The folks saw some awesome pictures from the America Royal. It was one of the world championship barbecue competitions. So it was kind of cool to see some of the memorabilia they had there. It was a good time.
Well, you fit right in with your red shirt and white fringe.
I didn't wear the fringe in the airport. I did have the hat.
That's Chiefs country. Yeah, they would have loved you with this outfit.
I didn't wear the outfit there. Okay. So did have the hat. So I had a good time talking to some of the folks there and taking pictures of some of the memorabilia they had. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a cool experience. But I got to fly right over that 9th Avenue location.
Which is beautiful. I love the outdoor seating there.
Yeah, it's the beautiful little front porch there. And so it's in that little quaint location tucked behind the AutoZone just south of Creighton Road. We do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40 people. So if you're looking for that graduation party, which is coming right up.
Oh, my gosh,
I was talking to one of the employees at 9th Avenue, Miss Lauren. She was talking about having her son graduating, Cole. Shout out to Cole. He used to work with me at the butcher shop. Now he works with me at Sonny's. Just coincidence how it worked out. Who knew?
But congratulations, Cole. That's exciting.
He's graduating. And so all those barbecues and those parties that you need to have for those seniors, definitely give us a call. We can do a pickup catering. We can deliver it for you. Or like I said, we have that banquet room if we have availability. Just give us a call. You can either call the store or me personally, 850-418-3331. Or reach out to me on Facebook. We'd love to help you get that set up.
And there's no rental fee, right?
No cost for the room. So that is basically, we just ask that you purchase the food. So whatever the menu is that you want to do, we can set you up. And then there's a little bit of gratuity to take care of the service staff for taking care of everybody.
Yeah, that's fair. That sounds great.
It is fair. We think it's a great deal. So great, great space. We just hosted a wedding rehearsal dinner there the other night.
They did
their rehearsal in the banquet room. They asked to come a little bit early. They're like, hey, we just need a space to kind of walk through and talk through the things.
Oh, how wonderful.
So we accommodated and got them set up and got it taken care of. And they had a great time. They were actually from Indiana, a little bit north of Indianapolis.
Really?
So they found us through Facebook, social media. Huh. And so they came on down and brought... They actually had 46, so we had kind of had to like accommodate.
Squeeze them in a little.
We set them up a table up outside, right out the side of the room, and they kind of floated in between the dining room and the banquet room. Mm-hmm. So we accommodated and we made it work. So it was a good time. So Then we have our next location, Navy Boulevard, which we can host a few more there. We can host up to 75 there.
That's what's a little bit bigger banquet room.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's there on Navy Boulevard, kind of right at the end of Highway 98.
Okay.
Yep.
I think I know where that is.
And so just
yeah.
north of Pensacola NAS main gate. So if you're heading towards the Navy base, it's just on the left hand. Southern accent came out hard right there. Yeesh.
It's that hat and that fridge gonna get
goodness.
To you, buddy.
So the left hand side there, and then we have our Pine Forest location, which is just south of I-10, which is technically on Shelley Road, kind of tucked back behind I just almost said Tom Thumb.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a true Pensacolian, you know that all the Cumberland Farms locations used to be Tom Thumb, so
that's
they did
true.
A little rebrand. So
right.
it's there behind the Cumberland Farms gas station,
mm-hmm.
and that location's been there for many, many years.
Yeah, is that the original one?
That is not the original. The original one is actually across the street from where the 9th Avenue location
is. Oh, that's
is.
Right, okay.
So that one, we started there 40 years ago.
Wow.
And, so been serving the Pensacola community for many, many years, many, many decades.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so for 40 years. And so it used to be where the Burger King is.
Oh, my goodness.
On right there where the Ashley Furniture is. The Burger King used to be Sonny's Barbecue. So I think it's about 15, 16 years ago, they moved across the street. So,
okay. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Okay. So what are the store hours?
Absolutely. So all this barbecue talk, you don't have to wait too long. So once the show ends, our store's open at 10:45, so
mm-hmm.
you can come see us 7 days a week. We open all these locations open at 10:45, and then Sunday through Thursday, our hours are 9 till 9:30, and then Friday and Saturday we're open until 10.
Okay, yeah. All right. So we are now in the month of May, so you still have the spring menu going on.
Spring menu's going on.
So any other exciting things happening with Sonny's this month?
Well, obviously we're talking about catering, the graduates, all those things,
mm-hmm.
but. So May is a special month for us at Sonny's. So it is what we call Founders Month.
Really?
So Founders Month, we started in May. So I'm actually in 2 weeks going to be going to the original Sonny's location as the Chief Kindness Officer. We got some fun give backs that we're going to be doing in the original Gainesville location. It's on Waldo Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one of the locations that they've kept original.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and see some of the old memorabilia, the old style. So if you're
ever
in the Gainesville area, swing through that Waldo Road location and you can see some of the throwback stuff that they have there.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So looking forward to that. Hoping to get to meet Mr. Sonny himself, Sonny Tillman. Floyd Sonny Tillman, so he's going to be there. That's the plan.
Does he live in Gainesville or is he?
He's in the area.
In the area.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know exactly where, but he does still live in that Central Florida area.
Mm-hmm.
And
how cool to meet the founder.
I know. Really excited.
That
about
is exciting.
That. Yeah.
And if you haven't done it, you can check him out at Eldon Scott on Facebook because we're friends on Facebook. And I've told you this, I think it was the last week. I get tired just liking all the stuff that you're doing. You have been all over the place.
Yeah.
He's the ambassador.
To barbecue.
I'm telling you, he's the ambassador for the whole community now. It's just wonderful.
And yeah.
You really do a lot for a lot of the nonprofits. You bring in a lot of meals for them. You've been catering a lot of events, and this is the season right now. There's so many events happening.
Yeah, May is one of our busiest months. It's also National Barbecue Month. So
is it?
It's a great month to be busy.
Yes.
You know, spring is here, summer's rolling in, so everybody's thinking about barbecue and getting togethers, picnics, company
mm-hmm.
parties, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think after Christmas, everybody's partied out. So it's kind of January, February is a little bit slow.
Regroup.
And then the weather warms up and everybody's ready to get out and do stuff and get together. So we're glad to be a part of those celebrations. There's a big track meet going on today. Catholic High School is hosting at Pine Forest, or how they partnership or how
mm-hmm.
they work that out. So there's a regional track meet going on. So we're catering that today for them.
Oh, wow. That'll be great.
250 coaches and support staff. So
that's a lot of barbecue going on.
Yeah. And then tomorrow is a big day too here in Pensacola. And I was just talking to Ashley Saba, who works for Florida Blue, and she's everywhere too. And,
mm-hmm.
and so we talk about different events that we have going on, and we were neither of us are at the same events. So so she's got other things going on and
mm-hmm.
I got it. But we have Burger Battle by the Bay that's going on tomorrow.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
So tickets are, I believe, $15 if you can still get them online, but $20 at the door is well worth your money. There's going to be tons of burgers to sample. That's sponsored by the Butcher Shop.
Is that at the Maritime Park?
That is at the Maritime Park right behind Wahoo Stadium. So 11 to 1, come out and have a great time. I think it's supposed to maybe a little rain early in the morning, but hopefully it'll clear out quick, so we'll see.
Yeah, it looked like it was coming in early. There was going to be a break in the day, and then it was going to come in later. So hopefully it'll be perfect timing for the burgers by the bay.
Know, we always keep our fingers crossed with this Florida weather.
That's right. So, Eldon, talk a little bit about what makes, you're going to love this question, what makes Sonny's Barbecue different from all the other barbecue places that we see around town or in the South? I mean, it's a unique process for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's right there on our company logo. Local Pitmasters since 68. And like we talked about, Founders Month for us. And we'll get into that special that we have going on for Founders Month. But it's local Pitmasters. So, you know, you have guys and gals are trained to slow smoke meats every day. So all these, you know, the pork butts and briskets get seasoned, smoked all night at 210 degrees with a good oak smoke.
This happens to me every time. Now I'm hungry.
You know, so, you know, we have a training program. My boss, Scott, he's, you know, been with the company for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And that's his passion is the Pitmasters and making sure we're putting out a good quality product day in, day out. So we just had a company-wide training here locally, training all the Pitmasters, just going through some of our procedures. And we're constantly, I mean, we have the corporate team has a team, our head Pitmaster, Shannon Snell. He is, you know, always tweaking recipes and working on improving, trying to give our customers that best experience, right? Mm-hmm. So give them the best barbecue we have that we can possibly offer. And then also, you know, serving it up with that good Southern hospitality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking with Eldon Scott. He is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. If you've got a question for Eldon, 850-437-1620, just text it on in. That's what we are, the expert panel, and this is the Sonny's Barbecue expert moment right here.
Yeah, and we'll have a little giveaway later on, so we'll tease it just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Keep the listeners listening, as they say.
That's right. And you started to say something about the Founders Day special?
Yeah. Yep, so we kicked it off actually in April, so it's all month of April.
Well, it's now May 2nd.
Yes, all month of May.
May
Thank you, Meg. We started it in April. So we started it the last Wednesday of April, just to kick it off, to give a little extra. But every Wednesday through the month of May, we are doing $7 pork big deals. So you can get you a pulled pork sandwich on a bun or garlic bread with a side and a drink for $7.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy good
That's
deal.
That's a crazy price.
That is
for
a crazy
meal.
Good deal for
That's
a great
really
meal.
Good deal.
Absolutely.
You can hardly get anything for $7 anymore.
So come see us on Wednesdays. We know it's going to be busy. We always staff up a little extra for these days so we can get you in and get you out and get you taken care of. The other offer that we do on those Wednesdays through May is a pork plate. So you get ribs or pork and ribs plate special. Mm-hmm. So ribs, St. Louis ribs, you can get them dry rub or sweet and smoky, pulled pork, two sides, choice of bread for $11.
That's great. That's also a great price. Okay.
And it is a meal. I'm telling you, like, I mean, not that a sandwich and a side isn't a meal. I mean, it's a good meal, but you're going to take some home if you get that pork plate.
Sounds really good.
It's a full meal, and for $11 for a platter of even ribs.
That sounds great. Now, can you order that on the Sonny's app?
So it is in the restaurant, so that's not on the Sonny's app. But I do recommend getting the Sonny's app. So that is where you're going to get your best offers. You can keep points. You're going to get rewards. You're going to get extra promos. So definitely go to your favorite app store, either your iPhone store or your Android store, and download that Sonny's app. Just search Sonny's BBQ, and you'll be able to download that app. Put your information in there, and you'll be able to start collecting rewards points.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Okay, so what we got to do a giveaway, I guess. We should probably look at doing that. Okay. Time is flying.
All right.
So what's your question?
Question. Oh,
and what is the number of
calls? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do, because it's Burger Battle tomorrow, Burger Battle by the Bay, and you know, we do a good hamburger.
You do.
It's fresh ground beef, never frozen, grilled to order. It is a great burger. I'll have people tell me all the time, I didn't know y'all had such a good burger. We do. So in honor of Burger Battle, the fifth person to text in burger is actually going to win a family feast.
Oh, great. So what's a family feast?
So family feast comes with a chicken, brisket, pulled pork and some turkey, I believe. I think you can get turkey or ribs. Goodness, I should know that.
I'm unfortunately, he's looking at me.
You're putting me on the spot, man. Three sides of your choice of bread and a gallon of tea.
Works
so,
for me. A family feast. Yeah. Good enough.
Sometimes I say things and I'm like, whoa, wait. That's the other thing on the menu and get a little confusing. So fifth person to text in Burger and Ono, Burger Battle by the Bay tomorrow is going to win that family feast. And
850-437-1620. They're coming in now fast and furious. So while I'm looking at that, why don't you tell everybody about that spring menu?
Yeah, so the spring menu is going through the end of May. So we have the peach barbecue sauce. We've also brought back the brisket grilled cheese sandwich, which is one of my all-time favorites. It's chopped brisket with queso, cheddar cheese, and if you've not had that one on garlic toast, it is delicious, so I highly recommend that one. We've brought a golden barbecue chicken tender sandwich. I recommend getting with extra pickles because I'm a pickle fan, especially on my chicken sandwiches. So if you've not tried that one, that's a great one to try also. Our peach barbecue sauce on our smoked chicken wings. And that's a great, if you've not had our smoked chicken wings, they're absolutely delicious. So check those out with that peach barbecue sauce. And what else? Let's see here. Oh, yeah, we did talk about it already, but the peach cobbler egg rolls. So they're so good. And, you know, we do the what used to be called the redneck egg rolls, but now called barbecue egg rolls. they're a fan favorite, which... We started serving those out at Wahoo Stadium also, so you can get some of those out there when you're at some of the games on the weekends, and so we're excited about that.
But yeah, that sounds good,
it's
too.
It's a great appetizer. Come in the store, try them. A lot of people do them like a meal, but we do have the peach cobbler egg rolls, too, served with like a cinnamon sugar whipped cream, and they're so good. So that's a great one to wrap up your meal with. And we got a winner.
We got a winner. All right. You ready? Okay. Congratulations this morning to our family feast, Sonny's Barbecue winner. And it's Sherry. Sherry's and her number ends with 2577. So, Sherry, congratulations. You've won the family feast barbecue. I will send you a text after the show with all the information. But congratulations. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And thanks to everybody that texted in. We had a bunch this morning. Awesome. A bunch of burgers. came in. So thank you all so much for listening to Pep Talk and for participating in our little on-air contest here. Yeah. We do this every Friday.
Every Friday.
So we usually do a giveaway. So
yeah, it makes it a little fun.
Yeah, keeps, start your weekend off right.
I hear people all the time when I'm out in the community doing different things. But I heard it on the show. I tried to win. I didn't win. I'll keep trying because we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. And if this is Pep Talk, and if you have a question, now we've already given away our burger, or not the burger, but the family feast with the word burger. And so if you do have a question,
that was a little confusing, wasn't it?
Well, no.
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's all good. They all got it because lots of burgers came in. 850-437-1620. So a few minutes left, Eldon. What haven't we talked about that you want to let people know about this week?
Yeah, we did talk about the locations. Let's talk about catering. So
yes.
Well, we talked about those graduation parties coming up, you know. How many high schools are in the area? 10 or so, roughly, 10, 12. And then, you know, you got to have all the private schools, all the graduates as well, colleges, PSC, UWF, you know, so all these graduations are happening. We'd love to take care of you. We can do bulk meets, pick up caterings. We'd love to, you know, help you throw a party for your graduate to help celebrate. You know, food is such a crucial part of every party.
Oh, for sure.
And so, you know, some good pulled pork, some barbecue chicken, some chicken wings, some of the other things that we do. I like to showcase a lot of times when we're doing community events. We do barbecue meatballs.
You have great sides.
Great sides. Mac and cheese.
Yes.
The barbecue beans, you know. So we have all these, you know, sides also. We can do salad. Some people like to do salad to have an option. For different people that you know don't want the mac and cheese. Sometimes you have vegetarians in the group, right? So we can do baked potatoes or sweet potatoes. That's normally a good alternative for something that's a little bit hearty for those folks who don't necessarily eat meat. So we try to accommodate when we know there's large groups, so we can offer that as an option as well. You know, you can't forget that good old Southern sweet tea from Sonny's Barbecue. And lemonade. So if you need drinks, we can also take care of that for you on the catering side. So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So pick up, delivery, and then we actually do full service setup and serve. So we'll come out, bring a team, bring staff. We'll set it up for you. We'll actually do the service, and then we'll clean it up for you. So make it nice and easy.
Well, it sounds perfect to me, especially tomorrow being Derby Day.
Derby Day might be a good idea.
You could have a Kentucky Derby party. That's the other thing going on.
United Way. Tomorrow night, United Way is having the Glitz and Gallop Gala.
Yes, they are.
I believe they're at Culinary Productions. Mm-hmm. And so they're
That's going to be a great event.
It was a great event last year. They had it at PSC on that wonderful balcony that PSC has in that new building. And that was a lot of fun. So is Brent emceeing it this year?
I think he did it last year. Yeah, he's going to be there.
He does a great job doing the MC thing. And
it'll be a lot of fun.
I love to watch him do the auctions. He's so good at that. So,
he's very good at it.
You know, it's always a lot of fun. That's a great event. So I believe they do still have a few tickets left. So if you've not checked that out.
And you can go to the United Way website and pick up the tickets there.
I should have known that,
Lauren Gilliam was on earlier in the week. She's the president CEO, and they do just a fantastic job there.
They really do.
So many services to our community.
So many services. They actually have that free program that they do taxes for people.
Yes.
And so that's something we actually, we're doing lunch for their volunteers that do free taxes for the people in the community. I think it's coming up in 2 weeks. Listen, if you don't know that there's stuff going on in Pensacola, definitely listen to News Radio. Meg will get you informed and live and local, right?
Informative, local, and dependable.
There you go.
Dependable information, hopefully. So we've got so much going on with Sonny's Barbecue. Eldon Scott is here. He does such a super job. I see Eldon everywhere in the community, and I think that's what makes it special because Sonny's is a family-run organization. It is an organization that cares and gives back to the community all the time.
Yeah.
So I like to support local businesses that do that.
Yeah, and like I said, my boss and his twin sister kind of run our group. They're from Pensacola. They've, you know, been part of the organization for 30 years. Like I said, we've been here in the community. And that's one of the great things about being the chief kindness officer. I get to help kind of, you know, be a part of the corporate give back, helping to, all the local franchisees, all of our locations. You know, when I was taking my daughter to Maryland this week, I actually stopped at a couple of the locations on the way. Stopped in South Carolina and in Georgia and in North Carolina, and just kind of hit three of the stores that were on the route to go, and just said hi to the team members there and enjoyed chatting with them just for a little bit. It's a good little pit stop. Mm-hmm. Got a little drink and back on the road, so it's a lot of fun just to see how the different stores are. But that's one of the great things is that, Sonny's, those local pit masters, there's so much training so that we deliver a good, consistent product. Whether you're here in Pensacola or Tallahassee or North Carolina, you're going to get a good quality product that's been slow smoked every day. And you're going to get that good Southern hospitality, too.
And yes, absolutely. Because every time I go in there, the folks are so nice. Everybody really is so friendly.
It makes my job easy. Yeah,
it really does. Now, there's still a couple specials, though. I love your Saturday Kids special.
Yeah. So every day in the month of April, we had Kids Eat Free. Mm-hmm. But now, back to every Saturday, Kids Eat Free. Kids and grandkids.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And so any kid with an adult entree under 12 will get a free kids meal. And then also, through the drive-thru every Monday, we do buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches, which is a terrific deal. Great way to kick off your week with some good slow-smoked barbecue.
Yeah, you could be the most popular person in the office if you bring some Sonny's barbecue back.
There's nothing wrong with sharing.
Right?
That's exactly right. Sharing is caring, as they say.
That's exactly right. And you can hear this broadcast again. We put this as a podcast on newsradio923.com, and then Eldon posts it on his Facebook.
Yeah, I stream it live every week. You can go find it there. And I've heard a couple of people say, "Hey, need to mic you up," and so we can hear both sides. They can hear you, but not quite, because I'm just streaming straight from my phone. Go download the podcast. NewsRadio923.com.
923.com. So you can always check it out.
Search for Sonny's Barbecue. We're there.
Yeah, it sounds good. All right, one more time, your locations, real quick. Ways they can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Because we're down to that final minute.
Oh, man. It goes so fast every time. So we do have four locations here in the News Radio listener area. And you can always visit us at sonnysbarbecue.com. You can start your catering orders or look what third-party delivery, it's late night, you need to get something delivered to you, we can take care of that for you as well. So
sounds
visit
good.
Us at Sonny's Barbecue, and thank you, Meg.
Thank you so much, Eldon. You're the best. Always fun on Fridays when Sonny's, it's always Sonny's when you're here.
Always Sonny's here.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes. Have a great Friday.
Friday.